you inquire of Him and you listen in here, and He'll impress you. You'll hear it in words that it comes across in a note of praise, but He'll show you and tell you what to do. My sheep know My voice, and strange they won't follow.
God has a fruitful, multiplying, replenishing anointing that will provide for you. On today's Believer's Voice of Victory Thanksgiving Week special, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland remind us to inquire of the Lord, have faith in God, and take it to Jesus.
14th chapter of Matthew's Gospel. Let's just start with the 8th verse and you'll pick up on it. She, being before instructed of her mother, said, give me here John the Baptist's head in a charger. Now, you know the situation. You know where we are now in the scripture. Herod had laid hold on John and bound him and put him in prison for his wife's sake. They got mad at him. He put him in jail. This woman put the pressure on that king. And you know, you can tell from the text, the man's been drinking. He didn't want to do this. But he did it. Now, John the Baptist's disciples came and took up the body and buried it, and they went and told Jesus. He departed there by ship into a desert place apart. Well, now, it doesn't take you long to figure out why he did that. I mean, this is his first cousin, and this is the only man in his ministry, particularly in the early days of it, that recognized him by the Spirit. Now, later, Peter recognized him by the Spirit. But this is the man that said, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. I mean, they're close. They've been close since they were both in their mama's wombs.
Amen.
And somebody come and told him what happened. Well, he went to the desert. It's obvious why he went out there. Went out there to be alone. Went out there to pray. But now notice what happened. When the people had heard, they followed him on foot out of the cities. And Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude. Now look what moved him. And was moved with compassion. Compassion is not a feeling. Compassion is a person. God is love. The Father that dwells within moved on him toward them, and he healed their sick. Now, I don't have time to get into this part, but I'm led to at least mention this to you here. Jesus retaliated against Satan and the forces of darkness for killing John. How did he do it? He healed the people. He attacked him on his own grounds and won. He took him. Amen. I like that. Now, notice here what happened. He was moved toward them and healed their sick. When it was evening, his disciples came to him saying, this is a desert place, and the time is now past. Send the multitude away that they may go into the villages and buy themselves food. Are you kidding me? Jesus is healing the sick, and somebody has the audacity to go stop him and say, "Stop the meeting now, sir. It's too late." As if he didn't have any idea what time it was. Now, there's something very, very important here. Did they inform him of anything? Absolutely not. Neither did you or me. When we told him all about how I got laid off, told him all about how bad the economy is, told him all about the Republicans, told him all about the Democrats, didn't inform him of a thing. Think of the time we wasted when we could have been activating faith and listening for the answer instead of rehearsing all that problem. That's what was happening here. They came to him and they began to rehearse problems. They'd already talked about it, so they'd already been through it once. Now they're going to go rehearse it all to him. As if he didn't know where he was, didn't know what time it was. He went out there on purpose. He knew exactly where he was. Now look what they said. This is a desert place, and the time is now past. See, fear has begun to set in because it's getting dark. And this is a dangerous place out there in the dark. And it's dangerous for people to have to leave there afoot in the dark. They're afraid. And they got the idea some way or another that he's just so out of it, he doesn't know what's going on. Send the multitude away. But now Jesus turned around and he revealed God's plan all along. You feed them. What are we doing here? Boy, he stretched them, didn't he? You feed them. Hey, no way. Sir, it's dark. We can't feed them. It's too late. We don't have any money. Same old, same old. But when he said, you feed them, he authorized them to do it. Amen. When he said it, you feed them, then now they have been heavenly authorized to feed thousands of people out there where there's nothing. Now, when they agreed to it, he empowered them to do it. Now, I want you to notice where and what that took place here. They need not depart. You give them to eat. Then he said to them, they said to him, we have here but 5 loaves and 2 fishes. Get that 18th verse. Bring them here to me. Now, what the Lord brought to my attention one day is they could have started there. Huh? They could have taken what they had and said, sir, we need to feed the people. Instead of going through all that other and rehearsing their fear, if they'd obeyed him and what he said in Mark 11:22, have faith in God. They could have started there. Now, be looking at these words very carefully. You bring them here to me. He commanded the multitude to sit down on the grass, took the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes, looking up to heaven, he blessed and broke and gave the loaves to his disciples and the disciples to the multitude. There's the reason for the blessing of the Lord on you and me right there. Amen. He blessed What do you think he said? Now, Father, bless these little fish and bless these little biscuits to the nourishment of our bodies. Bless the fisherman that caught the fish and the cook that baked the biscuits. I don't think so. When you find, every time you go through the scripture and you find God blessing, what does he say? Be fruitful. Well, what do we need out here today? Be multiplied. Replenish the earth. This is a replenishing anointing on him, a fruitful, multiplying, replenishing anointing.
That's right. Amen.
And it didn't just come on him. Through him blessing it, it empowered his staff, and the miracle happened in their hands. And I'm satisfied in the hands of the people. Amen. Because they're passing it out. There's a lot of people out there that day. Amen. So this is not one biscuit at a time, you know, like this. There's got to be some of this going on at him, man. Pass that down. We're feeding a lot of people. The anointing was on the whole place. The anointing of increase was on the whole, the entire place, man. Why? He blessed it. Did you know the scripture says praying over a meal in other tongues, especially when there's nobody there but you or your family or people that know what you're doing, that verily you bless well? Why? Because your words are not your own. They're powerful through God. Amen.
Amen.
We're just peeking in the door of the most marvelous time any of us have ever seen in our life. Don't be so quick to just shoot off that little prayer you've been praying from the hip over every meal for a long time. Stop and inquire of the Lord and see if there's something here that needs to be prayed about. Amen. Some specific something that needs, you particularly if you're eating in a restaurant or someplace. All of us were up in Colorado. We were in a restaurant. And I'm telling you, our waitress, that woman, I mean, she was as the sourest, grappingest woman. I mean, she just sat down there, throw the menu at you. And we're all, you know, several couples of us here at the table. Jerry and Carolyn, Happy and Jeannie, and Dennis and Vicky, Bert and Gloria and me. I don't remember where Jesse and Kathy, I think Jesse and Kathy were there too. And we all sat down there. Of course, that many of them, you know, take up long too. And so she got through throwing the menus at everybody, griping, just having a hard time. I started to pray over our food. You really need to do that before the food gets out there when you're in a restaurant. Pray over it before anybody has time to mess with it. You don't do this for religious tradition. You do it because you got to eat it. And the Spirit of God activated in me, and I began to pray in the Spirit. Well, man, the whole table caught on to it. I said, we need to pray for her. There's something going on here. And we began to pray for her. So she came back out there, and she was going to take the orders, you know, and she came around there to me. I said, sweetheart, Just a minute before we order. And I reached over and got her by the hand. I said, darling, there's something bothering you. And we all just got through praying for you. And we're going to pray for you right now. And God's going to help you through this, whatever it is. Oh, my gosh. Oh, boy, she just broke down. She just pulled up a chair and just started telling us what had happened and this whole deal. Man, she was hurting. Now, we prayed, and she kind of got herself together. She said, what would y'all like to have? I mean, it changed her day, changed our day. That has happened to us over and over and over and over. They did all eat and were filled, and they took up of the fragments that remained 12 baskets full, and they that had eaten were about 5,000 men besides the women and children. There's somewhere between 15,000 and 20,000 people out there in that desert that day. Now, was there any food available out there in that place? No. Was there any water available in that place? No, it's a desert place. No, no water. No stores. This represents a miniature famine. Those people were, that they got caught out there with nowhere to get any food, nowhere to get any water, nowhere to sleep. And they only had this little handful of food. Take it to Jesus. Yes. Amen. Yes. Amen. I don't care if your company is on its last leg. Whatever you got left, take it to Jesus. I don't care what condition the economy is in. I don't care what's going on in your household. Take it to Jesus. If it'll work out there, it'll work anywhere, anytime, in any nation, on any spot on this earth, from the top to the bottom and all the way around the middle. Hallelujah.
Faithful, everything you said you'd do, you are faithful. I found that you are true. There's never been a time your word has failed this child. My God is not a man that he should lie. Lord, you're faithful, long-suffering and sure. My God is faithful, your mercy will endure. Every time of need, I know you'll care for me. Oh, you're faithful to me. Thankful for your blessings every day, my Lord, I'm thankful. Always found a way, been my dearest friend. You are my golden king. You're the way, the truth, the life, the best of me. Lord, I'm thankful for guidance and for peace. My Lord, I'm thankful, for in you I am complete. You are my sole desire, consume me with your fire. Lord, you're faithful. My God, you're faithful. Lord, you're faithful. Me.
Herein is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit, so shall you be my disciples. There's an old tradition that says God gets glory from the wonderful way his children bear pain and agony, and that the world is impressed by that. What a lie! That's simply a tool of the devil to keep God's children in bondage. People of the world already have all the pain and agony they want. They aren't looking for a way into it. They're looking for a way out. They don't care what you preach. All they care about are results. Let's do away with religious tradition and go with what the Word says. Let's impress the world with Jesus and give God the glory today.
Hey, Gloria, did you know Jesse's coming next week?
Oh, we brace yourself.
He and I got 2 weeks together. Praise God, we're going to have a good time.
Yeah, you'll be
today right. Is always offering day on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast, because years and years ago, that's what the Lord said. He said, when you deliver the Word all week, it's necessary, according to my word, that seed be sown. He said, there's reason for this. Now, let's read the scripture and I'll tell you about it. Galatians 6, verse 6. Let him that is taught in the word communicate or respond unto him that teaches in all good things. Now, this is not a money-raising tool. You understand? We don't do that. So here's what's going on now. Don't be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man sows, that shall he also reap. Now listen to this. He that sows to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. Now you go to Galatians 5, that fifth chapter, and it tells you there about the reaping the flesh and reaping the fruit of the Spirit. Now, he that sows to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting.
Yes, amen.
The word life is Zoe. Now, here's what the Lord taught Gloria and me over the years. One thing we know for sure, Jesus said, the sower sows the word. Satan is coming immediately to take out the word which was sown. He's coming.
He'll try.
And Jesus also said, out of all of that, only 25% of them fought the fight of faith and kept it. And it produced 100-fold. All of them heard the word, received it with gladness. And had no root in themselves. Now that's the key phrase. They reap life, the word Zoe, which is the very life and essence of God.
So the word didn't take hold in their heart.
No, it had no root in it. Yeah, and now this, when you do this, you sow to the Spirit. You sow in receiving that word. Yeah. You don't let it just come in and say, oh, brother, that's good. Woo, that's good. And then forget it. No. You say, Lord, I give you thanksgiving for this, and I sow this in thanksgiving to you for seeing to it that I get the word. Amen.
Amen.
I'm thinking about the testimony of the Gibbons, and they were talking about how they got a hold of the word and how their life exploded in the Word of God. Well, now, that's what he's talking about here. So it causes roots to begin to come in your spirit, and the devil comes against you, and you got root. You don't let him steal it, and it will produce some 30, some 60, some 100-fold. You just keep going till it becomes 100.
Amen.
That's what that scripture is about. Now, here's another thing. When you sow the seed, what is it that you need harvest on? Name the seed. You're thanking God. This is a Thanksgiving seed. Yes. But is it healing? Is it a family situation or something? Say, Father, I name this seed, and I'm going to, by faith, I'm harvesting the salvation of my husband. I'm harvesting my physical health. And you understand? Father, we pray in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
I'm asking you, sir, to reveal to each person in the sound of my voice, all of our partners, what your plan is and what their part of that plan is in the finances of this ministry right now. What should their seed be? We receive it together in the name of Jesus.
Yes. Amen.
Now, you just do what he says.
We learned to name our seed. That's
yes,
what
we did. Yeah.
We
now,
still do that.
You remember what Jesus said in John 14, 21? He that hath my commands and keepeth them, he it is that loves me. Mm-hmm. And he that loves me, I will love him. My Father will love him. I got it right. My Father will love him. I will love him. And I will manifest myself
manifest.
To him.
Mm.
It's not how long you pray, how loud you cry. No, no. He said, if you listen for me, if you, that's not talking about the Ten Commandments. Of course, the Ten Commandments are included, but that's not what he's talking about. He's talking about, do what I tell you to do. And you inquire of him, and you listen in here, and he'll impress you. You'll hear it in words, that it comes across in a note of praise, but he'll show you and tell you what to do. My sheep know my voice, and a strange they won't follow. You obey him, he'll manifest himself. I mean, that's gospel, Gloria. That's
praise
good
God.
News.
Amen.
Amen.
It works.
Hallelujah. Hold on. Preach me happy again.
I know.
Glory
I can tell.
Be to God. I'll tell you what. We'll see you tomorrow. This has been a good day today. Go to church this weekend. Like I said, Jesse's coming. Glory to God. Amen. This is Kenneth and Gloria reminding you again that Jesus is
Lord.
Build your faith and be transformed by the Word of God. The Believer's Voice of Victory is available on DVD or CD at kcm.org. Request your free music CD, Christmas Every Day, your gift from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. Go to kcm.org/TV special. One per household, please. Offer good for 30 days. Enjoy the songs of Christmas and bring the love of God into your home.